Previously on Corporate Homie.
How to be an ally.
People are more important than property.
Your silence is saying that you co-sign on what is happening.
Instead of trying to be color blind at work, be color brave at work.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
we want to bring a little sunshine to what's been going on with us in 2020.
Beginning of the year, in February, I got engaged.
In 2020, I've lost over 20 pounds.
What is it like to change jobs and have new coworkers in the middle of a pandemic? What's up, homies?
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast. Whoop, whoop.
I said a whoop, whoop.
Hey, welcome back. We've missed you guys.
We sure have, homies. Welcome back. It is so good to be back in the building.
So, we are recording this episode. It is mid-August. We are still knee-deep in the pandemic. So depending on when the homies choose to listen to this episode, just want to give you some context as to where we are. Just a little bit, my job, I am still working from home, or should I say working remotely. Our organization has made the decision because we are here in Florida, which unfortunately we are now leading the country, probably the world, in my affiliate for probably in the world. And coronavirus cases, which is not a good thing. They cannot decide what they want to do with the public schools. Do they want to open them? Do they want them to go to? It's a big mess. But in any event, our organization has decided to give people the option, the team members the option, to work from home remotely through the rest of December of 2020. How about you, Demetra?
No, that's awesome. Yes, it is day. I actually count the days. It's a day 150 of the quarantine life. And I am also still working remotely. I was thinking about this the other day and realized that it's weird. What made me realize it is I was in my United account doing something. I realized I hadn't been on a plane since March, and it made me start thinking about other things I hadn't done. And I realized I have not sat in a restaurant since March. I have not been in any type of store or public place except for a grocery store and a drugstore. And even those, I pretty much had my groceries delivered online even before the pandemic, but I just really have been in the house, and I only really get out for, to go and work out, and I do that outside. But, you know, we wanted to do this episode, like you said, because 2020 has just been so harsh, and everybody's like, cancel 2020, or 2020 is trash.
Right. And we are not dismissing the difficulties of 2020, the physical, emotional, mental difficulties, but we wanted to bring a little corporate homie sunshine. And 2020 there have been some bright spots, and we wanted to share what those bright spots for us have been. Demetra is right. Everyone is handling the pandemic differently. Everybody has a different level of risk tolerance. And as my mom likes to joke, some people are living in a pandemic and other people are not. I feel like once a day there's some viral video that comes about with groups of people close-knit together doing something very social without a mask. And you think, we're going to be stuck here forever. We're never going. We're never getting out of here. But anyway, so we wanted to bring a little sunshine to what's been going on with us in 2020. So, Demetra, what do you have?
So we want to talk about what, like, each five good things that we have had happen to us in 2020. So my first good thing is at the beginning of the year in February, I got engaged.
Woo woo.
And so for me, you know, it was a really great way to start the year. Of course, this was pre-COVID, had no idea what was ahead, but as someone who had never been engaged. It was very exciting, a very exciting time. I feel like it was an exciting time for most of my friends and family. And just started off the year, I felt like, just with a bang of love. It was just a really great way to start the year.
Yeah. Congratulations on the engagement to a wonderful young man. My year, also in February, the first kind of big good thing happened for me as well, in that I switched careers and got out of banking and went to the not-for-profit sector. And so that's been great. It's also been interesting because it happened right before COVID, and our organization is knee-deep in responding to the community's needs for COVID. But I have probably not been this fulfilled in my work since I was first promoted to market president back in 2008 with the bank. So it's been absolutely fantastic.
That's great. So as someone who has, I know you've never changed careers before, but as someone who's changed jobs many times, what is it like to change jobs and have new coworkers in the middle of a pandemic? Because I'm sure there are other homies who are, you know, have stepped into new roles, but you don't have this ability. Well, I don't know what you don't have, because I've never done it. What's been the difference, aside from changing careers, but changing jobs, and then shortly after changing a job, everyone's at home or working remotely?
Yeah, I really didn't know anyone's name before the COVID hit, because I was so new, and really give a lot of credit to our CEO for, and I've mentioned this on this podcast before, she does these afternoon huddles that allows everybody to get on a Zoom meeting and kind of share their day about what they're, she calls it happy, hard, and hoping. But without that, I don't think that I would have had a chance to really get to know the other folks, because we're in different offices, people have different roles. You know, some roles require them to be in the office, some are more out in the field. And so these huddles have allowed more personal connection to try to get to know people. The other piece is doing it in the middle of a pandemic, where all of our work that the organization does is on 100,000, it's in fifth gear. So with my role as chief operating officer, I'm having to touch every facet of what we do, and probably would not have done that to this extent for probably 18 months or so, where I actually touched each and every area that we do. So I think the pandemic has allowed for that to kind of speed up that process. So I don't know if I answered your question, but that's what I would say there.
Oh, that's awesome. No, that's exactly what I was curious about.
So the next thing that happened good for me in 2020 is I've lost over 20 pounds, which that's been great.
That's fantastic. Because
that's always a
good
thing.
Let me tell you, I think I found them.
Yeah. Well, what I found is that when I don't have to drive to meetings, I don't necessarily have to be dressed up for meetings, I can find an hour out of my day every day to do cardio. Something else, though, is like you said, Demetra, we're not really going anywhere, right? So it also gives you time out of the house and fresh air. So, you know, this is my 93rd consecutive day of getting at least an hour of cardio, whether that is walking, riding my bike, shooting around the basketball courts, playing golf, something. So it's been good. So I'm hoping that this is a habit, now that we're past the 21-day mark, that I will sustain forever and ever. Amen. So
yeah,
we'll see.
I think that is awesome, and definitely something is a bright spot and something to focus on in a positive manner, because so many people find weight loss hard in any season of their life. You know, weight loss can be hard when all conditions are ideal. So the fact that you've been able to do that in the midst of some times that I would say are definitely stretching us is just really impressive and something to be commended. My next point kind of go hand in hand with my first point is I got engaged in February, but then I got married in May. And
COVID wedding.
And I feel, you know, it getting married in a pandemic is so, you know, I've never been married, but my sense having been in many, 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 many weddings is it's very different, because you're having this amazingly happy experience when everyone else is so unhappy. You don't get to celebrate with your family and friends. You know, we had a COVID elopement, so we didn't have any family or friends there. It was just us and the preacher. So you don't get any of the fanfare that most brides and grooms get, where they get all the, they get to celebrate with their family and friends. They get pre-wedding celebrations. They get post-wedding celebrations. And we just haven't had any of that. But it has been really great to, you know, to actually become husband and wife, but also to know that, like, we did it, you know, in the middle of a pandemic. We figured out how to get a license, how to figure out how to get married, how to get a photographer, when everything, when the whole, because we pretty much got married when the whole world was still shut down. And most of all, it's been really great to spend so much time together. I keep joking and saying, you know, quarantines are made for newlyweds. So it's been nice to just get a lot of, you know, QT, as we used to say back in the day.
Yeah, it also speaks to y'all's resourcefulness, because there are a lot of people when the pandemic hit in March who, you know, we didn't know that we would still be locked down, if you will, or quasi-lockdown in August. And so there were all these people who were postponing big life events, thinking that they had time. And one of the things I think that the coronavirus has taught us is that you may not have the time that you think you do, and that life is precious and is to be celebrated. So I think it's great that you guys move forward, and it's not one of these people that's like, well, we're going to wait. And then it's like, no, we're going to continue to live and live and thrive and celebrate our love. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, we keep joking and saying it's like the, what's this Lenny song? We like, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love, like the COVID couples.
COVID love.
Because, yeah. Because you have to persevere. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll stick with the love thing. One of the things that could has happened for me in 2020 is that we celebrated our first wedding anniversary. And right. And then similar to you, you guys, you know, we had big plans for our 1 year. We did not take a honeymoon immediately after we got married, with the idea that we would go to Italy this summer, and that was going to be our big, you know, honeymoon / 1 year wedding celebration, anniversary celebration. And obviously that did not happen, but we were able to make do and spend some time at the beach here, and it went really well.
Well, so. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
It's anniversaries all around, because, you know, yesterday was DeMarc and Atoya's anniversary.
Yeah, sure was.
It's love time. So the next thing that's been really good for me in 2020 is I've just gotten more sleep.
Mm.
So if you listen to the podcast for any amount of time, you know that I struggle with sleep, and I don't get a lot of sleep. And one of the things that has just been good for me is I've just had a chance to, you know, like all of us, I would imagine, slow down. I don't have as much on my calendar. And so I've just developed an ability to, like, you know, get in the bed at an earlier, well, I won't say at an earlier time, but I just get more sleep. Like you were saying earlier, Bemetra, because you don't have to drive places and drive back, it's amazing how all of those little 15, 20 minutes here and there put more time in your schedule. And that, for me, has translated into rest. I guess mm-hmm. that's what I would say. It's just more rest. Not even, I'm getting more sleep, but I'm also just getting more rest. Like, I don't feel as, you know, stretched and tired as I did before the pandemic.
No, that's great. The next thing that I would say a positive for me has been, I feel like I've spent more time with family. I've had more video, FaceTime, house party, whatever, Zoom with, I've seen people I haven't seen in 20 years on a Zoom. I've talked with cousins on a Zoom that I don't normally speak with. I feel like people are more open. I know, Demetra, we had to do the alternate, you know, Zoom bridal shower for you, but even coming up with creative ways to celebrate you and then get everybody together and to do that via video where everyone can see each other. I feel like if you had said we're going to do something like that remotely and it wasn't COVID, nobody would get on your Zoom birthday, you know, deal. I mean, my mom would be like, you just need to call me. I can't be figuring out all this technology. But isn't like that now. People are open, and I hope that that continues, right?
So I was just about to say that. I hope that that is one of the things that comes out of the, you know, pandemic, is that when this is all over, people will still, you know, connect with each other in that way. People won't feel like just because someone is out of town that they don't have to see their face. Now people will jump on a video call, or like you said, if they can't make a celebration, they'll figure out a way to integrate people who are in other states or other countries so that everyone can kind of be a part of your day. I feel like it won't be weird
now. Did you find that to be true with the wedding, that people found ways to be creative to help celebrate you guys in a virtual way?
Well,
people who would have normally attended the wedding. Yeah.
The only virtual thing we had was the shower that, or really the love light and what y'all call love light
and laughter.
Laughter. I was like, I'm forgetting one of the L's.
Well, no, because we had, after the wedding, we had the house party, you had the drive-by, like, and some things like that.
Well, that's the only virtual thing. Yes, yeah. And so, yes, I feel like that's the virtual love light and laughter is a perfect example of that, because if I had had a traditional bridal shower, you know, there were people who were on the virtual who would have come to the bridal shower, but there were a lot of people who got on virtually who would have never even thought about not just coming, but they wouldn't have dropped a note or anything, but they took the time to come. And that's what I mean. I would hope that in the future, we would come up with things like that. So it's like, okay, we're going to have this, but if you can't make it, we're going to do a video thing for her, or we're going to have a login at a certain time during the shower so she can see her people or he can see his people. And so, and let me be clear, because I feel like people were so creative with the wedding, we felt and still continue to feel so loved at the way people have extended. My sister-in-law, you know, Abeba made this, had this idea of doing a Spotify playlist, and she had all the people attending put in songs. We listen to that all the time. As a matter of fact, the other night, Torque said something like, hey, put on the wedding playlist. I didn't know what he was talking about, but he was talking about the love life, because I was like, we don't have a wedding playlist.
He's like, yes, we do.
We do, right, because end up listening to that all wedding weekend. So just very fun and creative ways, for sure, of doing stuff like that. My next point that I have that's been good for me in 2020 is I have read more books. So I know everyone is talking about, I've also watched more TV. So let me just sort of say this in general, like, this is a judgment-free zone, and we've been saying this on all the episodes. However you get through the pandemic is the way you get through the pandemic. But for me, I've enjoyed watching TV, but I've always kind of watched TV, and, you know, but I've certainly got to catch up on shows that I didn't normally get to watch. But more importantly, I love reading novels, and I've read so many novels during the pandemic because I just have time. So you have time to read and work and watch TV because you're always at home. So there's just, you know, that's been something that's been good for me.
Has there been any particular book that you've enjoyed more than the others?
No. I mean, I've enjoyed a lot of good books. And I think, like I said, it's just really reminded me of just my love of novels. You know, I mean, I've always sort of read autobiographies and stuff like that, and I'm still doing that, or nonfiction stuff. But I just, no. I mean, if I do that, I'll start having like three or four that I've just really liked.
I know that we both participated via social media in the, what are the 10 books that have been very influential on your life, and tag other people. And I have never been more excited about, I too have read more, but I've never been more excited about all the books I'm going to read because of our friends. And I'm like, ooh, I haven't read that one, or, oh, that's a good one, or I meant to get to that one. And so I feel like if you had put up a post that said, I'm trying to increase my reading list, what you reading? Three people would have responded, but because this had a residual thing, I feel like I'm now like in this virtual, like, you know, all these great books that I want to read.
We could read some of those with the homies.
Which I was going to say, which I think what we should do, I'm going to put this out here, is One of the books that you put up, which I am now reading the revised version, they have a updated version, is Nice Girls Don't Get the Corner Office. And I think it would be a great book for the homies to read and then us do like a virtual
book club about Nice Girls Don't Get the Corner Office. Let's do it. We'll do it in we'll pick a date in September. Or
yeah, so coming soon. So for the homies that are listening, and we'll put up a flyer, of course, on our social media platforms, but Nice Girls don't get the Corner Office. That dovetails nicely into my last point, which was I am just doing more social, meaningful things that have nothing to do with TV and food, right? So I feel like you said, I'm reading more. I'm trying new cooking recipes. I'm listening to all different types of podcasts. I have ridden my bike more in the last 90 days than I have in the last 8 months. And not just for exercise. Like, oh, okay, well, I just want to get out. I'm going to ride up to Armature Works with my book and sit out by the water and read for 2 hours, right? These are things that conceptually, when I moved to Florida, I thought I was going to do, was going to be a part of the good Florida living. But then things get busy and you don't have time. It's also different because I'm not getting home at 7 p.m. at night from my day. Right. I'm shutting my computer down at 5:30 or 6. It's still light. I'm not having to, like, the 30 minutes, like you said, to drive home to get yourself worked up. Like, all you have to do is, like, go get away from your home office. And so I would just say, like, slowing down and doing things. And then I think it's forcing friendships of how you're trying to connect with people to be more creative, not just, you know, trying to find an outdoor restaurant, or, you know, for those people who feel comfortable doing that. But like, okay, well, let's go for a bike ride together, or let's go for a walk together, or, you know, what have you. So I just think all that stuff has been good. Just, I would call it the slowing down of life. Yeah.
How I had that down too, that my fifth thing was just the slowing down, that I've slowed down more. I pray that when outside opens back up, you know, one of my goals is to really not pack my schedule like I did before. I mean, one of the things I've, you know, really done is I think about my days now in blocks. And I think I got that from you early on when you were giving your quarantine tips. And so for me, I really do think about, like, okay, I'm going to try to work between these hours, even though they're longer hours. But if I'm not intentional about when I'm going to make dinner or eat dinner, then I don't eat dinner or have lunch or call my mom or whatever. And I think that I would like to keep some version of that once outside. I don't think things are going to return to normal. There's just going to be an opening back up, and I think we're going to have a new normal when this is all over.
Right, right. I couldn't agree more. I also feel like we've all become multitasking beast, like you said. Like, I'm working, I'm doing laundry, I got food in the oven. Like, I got, like, don't you tell me I'm not killing this wife game.
Right, or this husband game, or this game. Sister game, yeah. Right. Because we are doing that. We're like, put the chicken in the oven before I leave for my walk. Let me, you know, drink my cup of tea that I need, my green tea, while I read my devotional. Let me make sure that I peel these carrots while I'm on this conference call that I don't have to talk on. Like, it's just, yes.
Oh, and a friend of mine was saying, like, he realized that he spent money on things that he didn't need to. He was like, I'm actually a decent barber to my son's hair. Me and the boys wash the cars together now. And, like, that's $25 I can get back.
And time with my boys. Oh, that's so interesting. Mm-hmm. That is so interesting.
Yeah.
So we just want to say, we just wanted to bring, like Bemetra said, some corporate, you know, homie sunshine to you. Also to remind you that, you know, we know that things are hard, but there are still really good things happening. And if you feel yourself, you know, just in the dumps, try to pull yourself out. Don't be afraid of a virtual therapy session, whatever you need to do to get yourself out of the quarantine funk, because it looks like we're going to be in the quarantine period for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, absolutely.
If there's any, you know, thing you want us to discuss or whatever, as always, you know, feel free to shoot us an email at questions@corporatehomie.com.
And you can find us on all platforms, social, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Corporate Homie, HOMIE. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.